David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm very excited because we have our very special guest today. I love this woman. She is amazing. Her name is Dr. Fiona, and she is a Chinese medicine doctor. And she wanted to talk today about something that I think is very important, and it's the preconception phase of fertility. And this is a topic that needs to be talked about. And there are a lot of women in this world who are trying to conceive, having difficulties, and there are a lot of things you could do about it. And there are a lot of misconceptions also out there. So she's here today to talk a little about the preconception phase, and she's going to give you a whirlwind of information that's just going to knock your socks off. So Dr. Fiona, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. I just love what you do, and I just love what you represent. And so tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
Stacey, thank you for inviting me to come on your show. It's a great honor. I've loved chatting to you before we've even started the conversation. A lot about me, well, a little bit about me, is that I got into Chinese medicine through my own experience with Chinese medicine. I had a back injury and it was a really bad water skiing accident. And I was told I may never walk again. So I actually had acupuncture in the healing of that. And it resurrected my back and it addressed all of my back pain. And I can't believe that it also fixed my bulges. I had a posterior bulge, L4, L5, and I could not believe it. So I was actually going to study law back in the day. I was working with a law firm and I was going to be sponsored to study law. Yeah. And that was the trajectory I was on.
Right.
Until I had this experience with Chinese medicine. And then I started to learn about Chinese medicine and the nutrition, how they use food as medicine, how they look at the menstrual cycle as the fifth vital sign, and that it's this kind of pillar that, you know, it tells us so much about the body.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden I went from law into health and healing, and I went, Mom and Dad, I've changed my mind. And at that stage, you know, we're going back almost 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a little bit out there, I think, for my family to kind of understand Chinese medicine. It was new. It wasn't recognized. It was being challenged. It wasn't scientifically proven. Now it is. Now it's mainstream science, you know. And you find that so many modalities like GPs, doctors and physios and osteopaths, they're all using acupuncture and Chinese medicine. And a lot of the theories and a lot of our formulas and things like that. So it's been kind of a journey here.
Yeah.
I never thought I would be sticking pins into people and making up brews for people.
Yeah.
But I love what I do. I love what I do because at the end of the day, Chinese medicine in its simplicity, it's all about, you know, creating homeostasis and finding the balance in those areas of your life where it's been dysregulated and you're out of balance.
Yes, 100%. And, you know, you had mentioned something earlier in our conversation. We were talking about, we'll get right into the preconception phase but of fertility. But a lot of times people, they go through changes in life. And, you know, some people even stop perimenopause really early on and they don't even know that they're going through it. And, you know, there are people that have been in their 30s and started to go through perimenopause. And you could be trying to have a baby in your 30s and you're going through perimenopause and your hormones are out of whack and you may not be dropping as many eggs. And I've seen that happen. And nowadays, people are trying to start having babies in their 40s too. And so, you know, life is changing, people are changing, and our bodies are changing. And one important thing that you mentioned that I just want to, you know, really stress to people, because a lot of people don't realize this, is that it is so important when you're starting to feel some changes to go for blood work. And maybe you could just, before we get into the preconception phase, explain to people why it's so important when you start feeling changes to go for a full blood workout, maybe go to a functional medicine doctor or a Chinese medicine doctor or somebody who looks at blood work a little bit differently.
Well, functional testing is important. It doesn't matter who you see, right? Because if something's not feeling well, if you've got pain, if you've got hormonal things going on, even blood sugar dysregulation, it's always good to know exactly what you're working with, because otherwise you're blind. All right. So even if I'm working right with back pain, all right,
Yeah.
I'm still going to do a lot of functional testing. I want to see what your inflammatory markers, your CRP levels are, your homocysteine. I want to know, do I need to prescribe an anti-inflammatory diet based on your labs? Okay. So when it comes to hormones, especially, right, that's the one of the first things. That's the first thing I get you to do, some functional testing. I get a hormone panel, comprehensive reproductive hormonal panel for both males and females, and a semen analysis. Like, these are the things that I start with. But then I'm also wanting to get a snapshot of your entire life. Like, I want to know how you're digesting, what's your thyroid doing, what's your metabolism doing,
Yeah.
what's your cholesterol, all right? What is your liver function? What's your kidney function? You
Yes.
need to know all of this because you need a baseline. And
Right.
it doesn't matter what you're working through, but the moment you start to know things are not right, and you
Yes.
know when things are not right. All
Right.
right, your energy's down, you've got lassitude, you could have dry skin, your hair's falling out, hormonally you might be putting on extra weight around the hips, all
Yes.
right, particularly you might be
Yes.
having some night sweats, or you might have sleep disturbances, like
Yes.
insomnia is really kind of like these, that you've got to look for the signs.
Yes.
And things are, and so, like, I always say, as a general rule of thumb with my
Yes.
patients, I always say, do your functional testing once a year. Like,
Yes.
at the start of the year, instead of having a New Year's resolution, start
Yeah.
with some functional testing. So you
Yeah.
just know, right, start the year fresh. Is there anything out of whack?
Yes.
Correct the imbalances. Because once you see, well, I mean, not always functional testing will show you, but it does often pick things up quickly and you can correct them. Like, if you've got some iron deficiency anemia, if you're a vegan, all
Yes.
right, or vegetarian, you might be looking at the B12, and you can quickly correct that with a
Yes.
supplement. Or you can take some beef liver capsules, you know, if there's some iron deficiency anemia, or some bone broth. Like,
Right.
these are all amazing things that you can do,
Yeah.
right? You can correct things. But I totally and wholeheartedly agree, without functional testing, I don't want to prescribe anything until I have those labs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so important. I just wanted you to make that clear to people because I see so many people nowadays. I don't know how it is in Australia, but in America, there are so many products out there over the counter, and people just think they're being their own Google doctors, and they're just taking
Right.
and some of these
Yeah.
have to do with hormones,
Yep.
and they don't know what's going on. And I had mentioned to you, and you said, you agreed, like, just estrogen, for example, controls 400 things in our body. So if we're taking these things over the counter and we're playing around with our hormones, we really
Right.
could do some screwing up to our body.
And estrogen's one of those things. If it's estrogen dominant, and all of a sudden you start taking something over the counter like diindolymethane, we call it DIM, it can actually just tank the estrogen, and you can drop it really quickly. And
Yes.
then all of a sudden you've got no estrogen. That's not a place to, that's not a good place to be in. You
Yes.
can't think, you can't sleep. You know, it's you. We need the right amount of estrogen. We don't
Yes.
need a lot. It's always that sweet spot with
Yes.
hormones. And the moment you start messing with hormones without functional testing, oh, it takes months and months, sometimes in years to correct.
Yes.
So you've always got to start with functional testing. Like, I have a dear friend right now, and she's gone through a poorly treated UTI and was just, as a band-aid, given HRT without any functional testing. And I just put my hand up and said, hey, look, I'm your dear friend. I love you dearly. Can we just do some functional testing so we know we've got a baseline?
Yes.
Because you are estrogen dominant and we give you too much, it's going to send you batshit crazy.
Yes.
And you know, these doctors were reluctant to give her day three. This is day three of your menstrual cycle, where we to test most of your comprehensive reproductive hormones.
Yes.
And then after ovulation, 5 to 7 days after ovulation, we'll do the progesterone. But they were reluctant to give her day three labs. I pushed and pushed for it. Now, long story short, she actually had, it was not a hormone problem. Hormones were not even in a perimenopausal state, and they were giving her HRT, but they still said, let's just give it to you because we're just going to throw this at you.
Yeah.
Because they
Isn't
didn't know
that
what
insane?
else to do. They didn't
Many
know what else
doctors
to
do
do.
that. Yeah. It's crazy.
So, look, that to me is the definition of insanity. Yeah, so functional testing, especially when I'm working in the preconception phase, and I think that's what I want to talk to your listeners about today, is that when you're wanting to have a baby, especially I work in the niche of women over 40. All right, so I'm finding that women are having babies later, and often those the imbalances tend to come in your 40s. You know, irregular periods, things start to go a little bit awry, that as we start to head into that perimenopausal phase. So over 40, and especially anyone that's trying to conceive, we really need to focus on that preconception phase, which is ideally 3 to 6 months before you even start trying. Right. So 3 to 6 months before, this is where we go, right, let's get the functional testing. All right, let's get the labs. Let's get a snapshot. Sometimes I'll do even the Dutch test. I find that the most comprehensive hormone testing in the world today. And it uses the metabolites, the urine. And it's incredible. And you can do this. I usually do this with my patients every 6 months. But you'll start with that functional testing. So then you can and correct those imbalances. And the one thing that I do like to do straight off the bat, now this one's a little bit challenging for the males, but it's a semen analysis. It's a comprehensive semen analysis where we test the morphology, the motility, the volume, and the count. All right, we need to know those markers because what we're seeing in the world today is we've got sperm declining about 1% a year. We've got a 50% decline in sperm since 1960. It's crazy. And it's a global problem that I see that's happening from a lot of those endocrine disruptors, particularly the phthalates, right? That's the plastics. It's also the glyphosate that's in our waterways. It's in our, they're finding it in breast milk now. It's everywhere. So, and it's what it's doing. It's really messing with the motility and the morphology. So we need that tidy up. So I call the preconception phase, the tidy up, because we need to go into, like looking at even your products that you're using, your makeup, what household product you're using. Are you wearing nylon underwear? Like this is part of the preconception, right? Where we tidy up, we get rid of the alcohol, caffeine, we start to eat, holistic. I'm not saying a diet, I hate the word diet, but we start to eat right for your type.
Healthy
Right, based
living.
on labs. Yeah. So if you've got blood sugar issues, I will get you eating low GI foods and I teach you all about that. All right. So from the functional testing, it teaches me how, because not every patient needs to eat the same things. Right. Some people have protein and folate deficiencies. All right. And we'll do a deep dive on that. And so it becomes education, the preconception phase. And then
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Once you go through this 3 to 6 months, now if you're 30, right, you can maybe start 3 months. But if you're in your 40s, you need 3 to 6 months, ideally 6 to 12 months, but that's pushing friendship. And I know that. So I always say, like, over 40, give me 6 months to fix everything. Because the reality is when I fix everything and everything's in balance and we have this homeostasis, as we call it in Chinese medicine, guess what? Your natural state, when everything's balanced, you're fertile, right? When your blood sugar's working well, your iron levels are optimal, your cholesterol's optimal. Do you know what I mean? You're sleeping well, your periods are regular, all these vital signs that we look for, all right? We get all the pillars in place. Then it's like, okay, guys, it usually just happens of its own natural accord because you're so healthy.
Yes.
When you're healthy, you're fertile. I think
Yes.
that's the takeaway about preconception.
Yes.
People think, oh dear, it's about elimination. But no, that's not how I work. The preconception phase for me is about saying, right, well, what do you like about coffee? If
Right.
you're a coffee person, I'll say, what do you like? Do you like the zing, the bang for your buck with the coffee? The lift, the energetic lift? Well, then I'll say to you, well, I'm going to give you some Raza coffee, right? So which has got some adaptogens, it's got some ashwagandha, it's got some red mushrooms, and it lifts you up.
Lift you
Turkey
up.
tail lines, mate, right? All the stuff that's in the Raza coffee. Then I have the women that say, I just really like the taste of coffee. And I'm like, okay, gotcha. I've got you. So I'll say, we're going to give you some Ticino, darling. And so that's with dates and carob and barley and chicory, and it tastes like coffee.
Right.
No, right? So there we have two things. And then I'll have other patients that'll say, but I just love my cuppa, dolls. I love my cup of tea. And I'll say, all right, I've got you, right? Because the tannins and the caffeine in tea, it's very drying. Now we're wet and moist for fertility. We don't need, see, that's what they dry out leather with, is tea, right? They dry it, it's very drying of the leather. So we don't want to be dry leather. We want wet, warm and moist for fertility,
Exactly.
right? So I say, darling, well, you can still have your cup of tea, but what we're going to do is we're going to give you some rooibos tea. It's from South Africa. Rooibos.
Oh,
It's
okay.
spelled Rooibos. Caffeine free. Rooibos tea tastes exactly like tea, like your black tea.
Really?
Yeah, next level. And so I've got this whole list of things that we can do. And so whenever I'm removing something, I've got a big thing of like, I'm going to take one thing out and I'm going to put one thing in.
Right. I
All
like
right. So if I'm going to take gluten out, because I usually, like, let's face it, this world, we've all got gut dysbiosis. All right. So every second patient's got IBS, they've got alternating constipation, diarrhea, right? I call it gut dysbiosis. All right. So what I start with is I'll take the gluten out. And I put the glutamine
I love it.
in. Glutamine, and it repairs all those epithelial cells in the gut, in the lining.
Yes.
And glutamine is wonderful. So a teaspoon of glutamine in the morning, right? In your,
Yeah.
and I urge every patient to start on the preconception protocol. It's how you start your day, right? We start the day with a 6 ounce glass of water,
Yeah.
2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with a squeeze of lime or lemon, and
Yeah.
a teaspoon of glutamine,
I love
especially
it.
if I'm in your gut.
Yeah.
And that's morning ritual. So that's part of the protocol. Now I've watched people, like I had one patient. Now she had the worst diarrhea for 15 years.
Wow.
All I did with her, and I said, 15 years, she said, yes, very embarrassed to go out, never want to go out for dinner, never out for longer than 2 hours at a time because of this diarrhea problem. I said, we've got to fix your gut. I said, so part of this preconception was she wanted to have twins. And anyway, long story short, I said, we started her preconception phase and we got her on to off the gluten, take the gluten out, put the glutamine in, and
Yes.
we did the morning ritual to fix her gut enzyme, because that's literally what the apple cider vinegar does. It
Yeah.
works on digestive enzymes, all right, the pepsin in your gut, and it
Yeah.
stimulates it. Because most people that have got gut issues, they have weak digestive enzymes.
Yes.
Now, she started this. 1 week, I get this message on Skype. You're a god. And I'm like, no, please don't call me god. She's like, I worship you. I'm like, no, please don't do that. No. She's like, I cannot believe it. She said, it's the first time I've had a firm stool in my life. She said, I feel I can go out, I can socialize. She said, you've changed my life. I
Oh,
mean,
wow.
this is just part of the preconception phase.
Yes.
But that's how it works. And I think people get afraid of it. They're like, oh, I'm going to be this
Yes.
drill sergeant, detective, Fiona Tosoni coming in and cutting everything. But no, it's actually adding value to your life.
Yes.
And the value that I add in that preconception phase is the fact is that you start to feel better.
Yes.
Your energy starts to get better. All of
Yes.
a sudden, your libido goes up.
Yes.
Your skin's glowing.
Yes.
And radiating love and
Yes.
joy with each other. You've got this sexual intimacy that's just going, all right, and you know, this is the foundation for
Yes.
making good quality embryos.
Yes.
So you can see why this preconception phase, and I feel like it's the most overlooked phase of this journey. We
Yes.
get so fixated on just on the trying and all the things that are going wrong. If
Yes.
you actually work on the preconception phase, often we can correct some
Yes.
of these menstrual irregularities, these hormonal issues in the preconception phase. So then when you're trying, you're not feeling like you're hitting a brick wall. You're thriving,
Yes.
right? So, you know, it changes the whole, it changes the landscape. And
Yes.
then the success rate, which is why I have a great success rate, is because I do the preconception phase and I
Right.
see it as this overlooked phase of this whole fertility journey.
I
And if
love
you
it.
set yourself up in the preconception phase, it means that your first trimester, you're not going to have morning sickness, because often what happens, morning sickness is often a result of women have lots of blood deficiency, we call it in Chinese medicine.
Okay.
Another way of calling it is iron deficiency anemia. And
Yes.
so that's where a lot of the morning sickness comes from. So, you know, it means that you're going to have that first trimester, rather than feeling really poorly and really unwell, you're going to be thriving and feeling
Yes.
vibrant and going, I'm pregnant, and owning it, right?
Yes.
And stepping into it with confidence.
Yes.
And that's what I want for all of my patients. And so if people just could invest in that 3 to 6 months, and it's just literally, it's eating nutrient dense foods,
Yeah.
all the food groups, nothing's eliminated.
I
Like I
love it.
see a lot of these doctors, they tend to come in and go, oh, keto's the only way, paleo is the only way. I mean, it's just, it, you know, Chinese medicine is about wholeness,
Yes.
right? It's about eating the right amount of the right things.
Yes.
It's all about, okay, if you're eating pulses, can we soak them? Can
Yes.
we add in things like seaweeds to take it out of the lectins,
Right.
right? So Chinese medicine teaches you how to eat pulses, because if you don't know how to eat pulses and your gut's not strong, then
Yes.
of course you're going to get, you know, issues with your microbiome,
Right.
bloating, gas,
Yeah.
constipation, loose stools, you know, this, that, the other. But if you know how to actually prepare the pulses and eat them correctly, that's the beauty of Chinese medicine. It teaches you all of this.
Yeah.
So nothing is isolated. I love Chinese medicine because it's
Yeah.
all about everything's included, but it's just like what, you know, it's just finding the right dose of everything to eat. So we're
Oh,
not overdoing it.
definitely.
Like even look at nuts. Like give me, for example, I have a patient right now. She's doing a little bit of a candida protocol. She loves her nuts, and I said, right? Now this has been a big penny drop for her. She loves her peanuts and her peanut butter and all her nut butters, and she loves wiggy on the nuts. And I'm like, there's alpha toxins in peanut butter, and I
Yes.
think this be contributing to your mold problem and why we keep coming up with this candida in your
Yeah.
lab testing, right?
Ah, okay.
So I've got her off the peanut butter. I've got her off. I use the Yuka app, right? So she can get really good nut butters. And she goes,
Yes.
I love Yuka, right? And what we've done now is I've taught her how to activate the nuts, right? So you soak the nuts in some salt water, and then you put them on the baking tray. And you bake them in the oven at a very low temperature, around 65 degrees Celsius, for about 10 minutes, and then let them dry in the paper, and then put them in an airtight container. And that's you activating your nuts so that they're safe, and it's getting rid of all of those alpha toxins, mycotoxins, and that
Right.
mold residue. So, you know, she's like, wow. I'm like, this is
Love
Chinese medicine. I see, this is what I love what I do. I
Yes.
love what I do because, you know, sometimes it's about having a little breakthrough with
Yeah.
someone. And then sudden, her fertility's just taken off. Now she's 48.
Yes.
Her fertility's taken off like a rocket. You know,
Yes.
she's like, she was not bleeding. She was like, she thought she was in full menopause. We've got her cycling again.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Right. Wonderful.
She's like, I trust you wholeheartedly, you know. So it's, you know, I love seeing results.
Yes, definitely.
Like the medicine works when people apply the medicine.
Yes.
So this is part of the preconception phase. It's we fix all these little things along the way.
Yes.
And so that's part of when I work with my patients and the fertility coaching I do. I only work one-on-one. I don't do group coaching. I don't believe it in group coaching. I'm not into making millions and millions of dollars in group coaching because really that's what coaching is about.
Yeah.
It's just trying to exponentially make a lot of money and work less. I can't get close to you in group coaching.
Right.
What I do and my expertise is that I'm very good at getting close to people. And so the coaching that I do, and I do this around the world, particularly I'm focused mainly in the US and Canada, but also Australia. I've got patients in the UK, Spain, Mallorca. But, you know, the reality is how I work is very, very intimate, one-on-one.
Yes.
And you can't get that intimacy in group coaching. You can't tell me about the issues that's going on in your sex life or the fact that you're disassociated and shutting down in sex and or, you know, you're talking about your cervical mucus secretions in front of the other people, right? You're not gonna, you're just not going to go there. You're not going to go there, right?
Right.
You're not going to talk about the Bristol stool chart. And I'm going to say, so where are you on the Bristol stool chart? Are you a number four or a number three? Like, where are you on the Bristol stool chart? I want to know.
Yes.
And we talk about poop because poop tells me so much about you.
Yes. It's true. It's, you know, people might not want to hear it, but it's true. Yes.
It's true. And you've got to feel close and safe to open up all this stuff. And so people have their little things that they like to do.
Yes.
You know, if alcohol's your thing, we're going to digest it. We're going to unpack it.
Yes.
All right. We're going to talk about the ritual. And then, you know, sometimes I will work on helping them do a drug and alcohol detox.
Yes.
You know,
I'll
get them on certain apps or I might even, you know, workshop them through it and get them their weekly acupuncture and I'll give them points to do to help them withdraw off if it's cigarettes or alcohol. Right. It could be, you know, I've worked in interesting in my training when I was initially studying. Getting our clinical hours was difficult. So I worked in prisons and drug and alcohol rehabilitation because it was like I could get the hours.
Yeah.
Now, these were institutions where, whoa, there's some big issues because we've got poly drug use, we've got lots of violence, we've got lots of trauma.
Yes.
All right. You know, I got to see the beauty of my medicine in these places.
Yeah.
And I got to see it work.
Right.
You know, people withdrawing off, you know, methamphetamine and heroin and, you know, polydrug use, it could be benzodiazepines. Yeah. I was using Hunter and these nutritional strategies in their withdrawal and seeing it work. And like if we have ear protocols, we call it the NADA protocol.
Yeah.
And we do it's acupuncture in the ear. So we call it auricular therapy. And we'll use that for withdrawal. Now I teach my patients that may be in that preconception phase going, I've got a bit of an issue with the weed or I've got a bit of an issue with the smoking. And absolutely no judgment for me because there's nothing that anyone can tell me.
Right.
I've worked with psychopaths. I mean, I had one psychopath that had, she was a self-mutilator that had strangled her cousin and buried them in the backyard. Now, I had to treat her.
Wow.
And it was amazing. She was a self-mutilator because she was so disconnected.
Yeah.
And I had breakthroughs with her and she taught me so much about Chinese medicine.
Yes.
And so I sort of feel like you can't scare me. It's not really all right. Just lay it out all here. And you can't get that in group coaching.
No.
That's the way that I work. And I think that's why I am so successful at what I do.
Yeah.
Because I get close. And I want to unpack all these little, all the things that you think that you can't bring to the light.
Yes, exactly.
I want to go there with you and I will go there with you.
I love it.
And then your weakness, your strength, so that you fall in love with the shadow side of you. All right. So much of us are in the shadows, and we're too afraid to bring our shadows to the light for
Yes.
fear of not being loved and accepted. Or, there's so much guilt and shame around.
Yes.
Could be even a porn addiction. I had one patient, he had a porn addiction. And so we worked a lot on love and intimacy and bringing that back online. And
Yes.
that was cleansing. Sometimes it's not just the physical that I'm working with, it's
Right.
the emotional and the relationship intimacy with
Yeah.
couples in
That's
that
amazing.
preconception phase. And
Yes.
especially if they've been trying for some time, I guarantee you they've got issues in the bedroom because, baby making sex can be so mechanical.
Yes.
And it's like, right, so I get them to fall in love again. Like I get them to do their, yeah, let's do some sexy dates and, dressing up and bringing in tantra and all these love languages. Well, let's fill each other's cups. All
Yes.
right. And they start to fall in love with each other again. And it's, for me, I just get really, I well up because I just watch this couple's blossoming in front of me
Yeah.
in the coaching I do with the preconception phase.
Right.
It's
I
really
love it.
powerful.
It is. It definitely is.
And
So,
so what happens, what I see often is that because people don't do the work in the preconception phase, they then think, okay, IVF, they just get pushed straight into IVF unnecessarily. Now,
yes.
had they done the preconception phase, tidying up the diet, doing the functional testing, correcting the issues that needed to be corrected, because I can correct sperm 3 months
Yes.
because it regenerates itself.
Right.
What happens is couples go, all right, I've been trying 3 to 6 months, but you haven't done the preconception phase.
Yes.
You then go to the doctor and they go, oh, donor eggs and IVF, especially if you're over 40.
Right.
And it's all women who have got perfect eggs. It's just that they need to just tidy some things up,
Yeah.
correct some hormonal imbalances, get their gut working well,
Yes.
right? The sleep so that everything functions well. It might even be dehydration.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be as simple as that. But they get pushed unnecessarily into IVF
Yes.
and donor eggs
Right.
at 40. And I'm like, this is insanity. So we've got a billion-dollar industry, the IVF industry, and it's literally stealing women's rights from doing it naturally because
Yes.
we are born to do this. And I'm not anti-IVF, don't get me wrong. I've got many patients I support through IVF protocols. I'm a fan. I support surrogacy and donor eggs and sperm donors, and I have all different patients, all
Yeah.
different combinations of things. But what I see is that so many women who could do it naturally are being
Yes.
robbed of that opportunity.
Yes. A
And they're
hundred percent.
spending, right, get this, $25,000 to $40,000, US dollars we're
Yes.
talking, right, a cycle. In
Yes.
Australia, it's about $15,000 to $20,000, but still, okay, we need about 3 to 6 rounds because you usually need to go around multiples of three, I say.
Yeah.
Always go in multiples of three. That's what the data suggests, is that it works in threes. Always go in for three. Three rounds, have a break. Three rounds, have a break. But, we do 6 rounds. All right. But there's $250,000.
Yeah.
Like, hello, this is crazy. And
It is.
the beneficiaries of this are these big pharma,
Yeah.
these pharmaceutical industries. And something that is organic and natural that we can do naturally is
Yes.
being taken away from us.
Oh,
Even
yeah.
with sperm, we can correct it with sperm. We can correct the sperm with
Yes.
simple things like selenium, like having some Brazil nuts, E3
Right.
Brazil nuts, give them some zinc and some selenium.
Yeah.
Literally. Simple fix.
Yeah. A 100%.
I can't stress how much I just kind of, and I go on about it, but that's why I've written my book, Preconception Miracle for Women Over 40. And I do offer that for free for women
I love
so
it.
that they just have a post each year. But you can literally purchase my book. I wanted this information out there so
Yes.
that if you're not working with me in the coaching, or if you're not in my Facebook group or my school group, the reality is that you can get this book. It's going to cost you, $10 in postage, right? It's a free book. And
Right.
I systematically work you through it. I teach you about your cycle. I teach you about ovulation. I teach you about BBT charting so that you know when you're fertile and that you're actually timing sex in your fertile window.
Yes.
I teach you all the supplements that you can support yourself so you're not spending a fortune.
Yes.
And I'm always a big fan of less is best.
Right.
So I had one patient, she came to see me recently, and I she had a spreadsheet of her of her meds, 63. And I said to her, you're probably going to get pancreatitis because you're asking your liver to break down so much. In
Yes.
fact, I've had one patient that got pancreatitis from taking too many supplements through an
Right.
IVF protocol. And so I always try to streamline and say, let's choose six of the best supplements,
Yes.
right? Less is best. And then we
Definitely.
optimize it with food.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
If you had to take today's conversation and you wanted to break it down, what would you emphasize to the listeners today that you feel is very important for them to know?
Well, I think I want to emphasize functional testing. I think that's our first takeaway. All right. So if you've decided you want to have a baby, let's do some functional testing. Let's do a comprehensive test of your hormones, day three of your menstrual cycle. Let's get a
Right.
semen analysis. Let's test your progesterone 5 to 7 days after ovulation, which is
Right.
usually around day 21 if you're on a day
Yes.
28 cycle. All right. So we want to test the comprehensive hormones as a snapshot. Start
Yes.
there. We then want to maybe start taking a preconception multi. Like the
Yes.
two top things that I'll get patients to take is a preconception multi with about 400 micrograms of folate, and that's for the males and the females,
Yes.
and a good omega-3. All right.
Love it.
Some fish oils, right? Simple. We just start there. And
Yeah.
some, and okay, let's make it my top three. Some CoQ10. All
Love
right.
it.
Because
Yes.
we want to work on the mitochondria, right? This
Yes.
is the energy source of the cell. So start with a little bit of, all right, start with some little bit of supplementation, then start to get look at your gut, start to look at your vital signs.
Yes.
Is your period regular? This is your fifth vital sign. All right, it's a pillar of your health. If you've got menstrual irregularities, if you've got clotting, pain, dysmenorrhea, light periods, heavy periods, flooding, all right,
Yes.
these are things we need to correct. Because your period should not be painful. It should not be flooding. It should not be clotty. All
Yes.
right. So we want to look at the period. All right. The period is a vital sign and a pillar. With the males, we want to look at the semen analysis.
Right.
So get that because we can correct that in 3 months. We
Yes.
can fix that. You know, it
Yes.
could be just taking some extra selenium and zinc for the motility and the morphology.
I
All
love
right.
it.
Or
Yes.
we could increase the dose of the CoQ10, so around 600 milligrams of CoQ10. Like
Right.
really simple fixes we can get with that functional testing.
Right.
And then it's looking at, now this is a big pillar, sleep. Your sleep is so important
Yes.
for fertility. Now, if you've got issues with insomnia, then we want to start to look at fixing that. So taking some magnesium before going to bed. All
Yes.
right. Let's reduce the caffeine or get off the caffeine. Like if we're starting to have a baby, I usually will take out the caffeine and the
Yes.
gluten, right? Because I want to
Definitely.
look at fixing your gut and I want to make sure your nervous system is functioning well. So
Yes.
if you've got issues with sleep, I usually will take out caffeine. I'll add in magnesium at night, but we want to get you sleeping well. We want about
Yes.
7 to 9 hours sleep a night for fertility.
I
So if you're not
love
sleeping well, there's another one. There's a red flag.
Yes.
And it can be just starting the day, right? With that morning ritual,
Yes.
apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 6 ounce glass of water, squeeze of lemon. You're setting up your digestive enzymes. You're literally flushing the liver and just hydrating the body after sleep.
Yes.
Like these simple measures, but you can already implement that. That's part of
Yes.
the protocol.
I
So
love
it's
it.
just being that you're sorting your gut, you're sorting everything just with one simple glass of water. I call it the morning ritual.
I love it. I love it. Now, where can people just go on your website to get that book that you're mentioning?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's on my website, fionatosoni.com. I've also got a Facebook group and I've also got a school group. So it's Fertility Tribe and it's under my name, Fiona Tosoni. But you can also get the free book off the website. I'm also on Instagram, Dr.FionaTosoni and TikTok and all those other platforms. But yeah, that's how you'll
I
find
love
me.
And tell everybody about your services. So, we talked about some of the things you do, but tell everybody the different things that you do.
Okay, so the coaching, it's the fertility coaching. This is my forte. And so basically, it's a 12-week program. So couples will come to me. They may be have had issues trying. Now, I often have people that have tried multiple rounds of IVF, IUIs. They may have had a recurrent pregnancy loss. I usually find I'd have tough cases because I'm results-based, because I do all preconception phase. So often, and don't get me wrong, people will still come to me if they're just starting, but often they've tried multiple things and they come to me. Anyway, so the 12-week program, I usually it's weekly coaching calls via Zoom. Wherever you are in the world, I've got suppliers of Chinese herbs. I find and I send you the Chinese herbs. All right, so and then wherever you are, I will find you an acupuncturist on the ground. Because I like to, unless you're working with me in Melbourne, then I find you an acupuncturist because I find the acupuncture works really well with this whole preconception phase. It's part of our umbrella of Chinese medicine, acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine. These are the two things that we offer, and I find that really balances the hormones. The acupuncture is great for improving blood flow, sorts out the lining, it decreases the stress, helps you sleep. It's just, it's the most amazing counterpart to my offer. So I find the right credentials of the people wherever they live, and try to work as a team. So if I'm doing the functional testing, I'll even work with endocrinologists. It might be obstetricians. I mean, I try to work as teams where we can, because the more that we work as a team, then we just get the best result for the patient.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, this has been amazing. I am so happy you came on the show today. This has been outstanding. Thank you so much. And I hope you'll be back soon because this has just been truly amazing. And I think people have to learn more about fertility and more about understanding what to do and also about Chinese medicine in general and how powerful it is and how we can really set our bodies up for success if we take care of our bodies the right way.
Indeed. It's all about finding the balance.
Yes, it's all about finding a balance, definitely. And I think if people like you teach them how to do that, a lot of good could be done, definitely.
Well, this is what I say to my patients. I want you to remember our work and carry this with you through the course of your natural life so that it becomes a way of living. It's not just, oh, I've just done the preconception phase and there it is. I'm finished. No, it's a way of living. It's a metaphor for life, right? That's the beauty of Chinese medicine.
100%.
When you're well and fertile, you're thriving as a human being. So that's the beauty of it. And then you get to impart this knowledge. This is what I say, teach this to your community, teach this to your children, and then you pass this lineage of Chinese medicine on, which is why I love Chinese medicine. It's survived the millennia. Like it's thousands of, I think around 10,000 years old. It's insane.
It is
Incredible.
insane.
If you compare that to Western medicine, it's only 200 years old. We're talking
Exactly.
thousands of years to 200 years. We've got it's tried and tested. It's just such a wealth of knowledge with Chinese medicine. I feel truly blessed to impart and be an educator of this medicine.
Oh, 100%. I am a true believer. I use it and it does work 100%. Thank you.
Likewise.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
for coming on the show. This has been awesome, and I hope you'll be back soon.
I'll be back, Stacey. I've just really enjoyed the conversation. I love your energy. So thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're
Really
very
appreciate it.
welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you.